Perhaps we'll never know what tipped the scales for those young men who did that terrible thing at the Boston Marathon. Perhaps we'll never fully understand what happened to that young man who drove the car bomb into Times Square, and all the others who found that all their cooperation options were closed, and the only way they could say, hey, look at me, I matter, I mean something, is to take somebody else down. If you were going to avoid that, you have to be able to begin again. The thing I liked about being here today is that you still like to laugh. It's a part of our culture, you know, and it's an essential thing in life. But I will close with this story, and I hope you will remember, try to do something that makes you happy, try to find a way to serve, try never to forget what we have in common is more important than our interesting and profoundly important differences. And don't give up on yourself or your life. One of the most rewarding experiences that I had or have had since I left the White House is the opportunity to work in South Asia after that horrible tsunami which occurred a couple of years before Hurricane Katrina. You remember that? It was devastating to Indonesia and Southeast India and Sri Lanka and the Maldives, parts of Thailand. President Bush asked me to work with his father for a while. I did that, and I worked for the UN for 2 years, and we had a great time.